All right, so Patrick, thanks for being here and agreeing to have a conversation with me about why and your working relationship with B2B. Can we start out with what brought you to work with business-to-business logistics in the first place?
Well, good morning, Terry. Thanks for having me. What brought me was a career change. About 6 years ago, the industry I was in was dramatically changed, finance, and was not ready to retire, not interested in retiring. So I was looking around, and as I said to you earlier, I noticed, like everybody notices, trucks all over the roadway, bunches of trucks all over the roadway every day. And all these trucks on the roadway, trucks for hire, well, looking for drivers and all that stuff. So I figured that the transportation business, I didn't know much about transportation logistics. I figured it was a big enough industry to start, and that's where I got my start. Was just the feeling that transportation in the United States is a huge industry. It is, and the opportunity to carve out a bit of a business in that industry is a good opportunity, and that turned out to be true as well. So
And what attracted you, or how did you find out about business-to-business logistics?
I met Matt and Matt, and when I first started, I didn't have any customers. I got my CDL and became a truck driver. And worked for a trucking company for a while. Got the feel for what it was like to move loads and be with shippers and all that stuff. And then I decided that the better fit for me in the logistics business is more of the sales end. In other words, talk to shippers and find out what they're moving and try and match that shipment with the proper driver. And when I first met Matt and Matt, it was which I've been building my business all along this way. It was basically a cold call. I said, "Hey, Matt and Matt, you might think about hiring me." And but I didn't have any book of business, so I knew it was going to be a challenge. But one of the many reasons that business to business I like very much is they gave me an opportunity. Even though I didn't have a book of business, I told them that I'd build a business. And they were on board with that, and here we are. So,
And what are some of the, now that you've been working with them, some of the attributes or things that you like about working with them?
business to be. I mean, there's thousands of logistics company in this country. Logistics companies, pardon me, in this country. But it, business to business, you know, Perkins and I, actually, this was Matt years ago, but business to business, from the owners on down, you know, they're a company that believes in finding a way to do business. In other words, I work hard and I find a new shipper, and we've got to work out, you know, something that's unique to that shipper. Matt and Matt in business to business, they'll work with you in finding a way to do business instead of a company where, you know, they've got all sorts of structure in place that doesn't make a lot of sense. Matt and Matt in business to business, they're open-minded to finding a way to allow agents to build their business. And that includes Nancy and credit checks and all sorts of things like that. So simply business to business is they're a good company. They've got a can-do attitude. You can be in contact with the owners of the company, and if you've got a good idea that makes sense for everybody, they'll entertain it. And that's all you can ask for. There's not a lot of bureaucracy that you get caught up in all that. It's a can-do company.
How long have you been working with them?
6 years. I persuaded them to give me a chance. It was 2016, so I guess we're on 7 years now, and so far so good.
And have you seen a lot of changes, during that 6 years?
You know, I have they you know they're business to business is sophisticated. You know, they're staying current with the times. The business has gotten a lot bigger than what it was when I first started, which is always a good sign of a healthy business. And then also, you know, they've stayed up with the times. It's gotten more complicated. For example, when you hire a carrier to move a load for one of your customers, it's gotten a lot more complicated in verifying that that is a good carrier to place with your customer's load, that kind of stuff. And business to business has been, you know, they've been cutting edge with technology in staying current with that. Internal systems technology that helps a guy like me, you know, find carriers, internal systems technology that can be used to automatically match a load that's brought to them to match with a carrier, that kind of stuff. So, you know, they're just not, they're not sitting around, and they're by no means the same company they were 7 years ago. They're changing with the times, which you have to stay current.
Do you specialize in any specialty products or services with your business?
You know, good question. You know, I'm my previous background, I'm one of these guys that, you know, just get out there and start talking to as many people as you can and kind of let the marketplace take you. In other words, and I think there's validity to this, but I've never been much of a guy to sit in meetings all day long and say, well, we're going to do this. I'm more inclined to talk to 50 people and say, you know, what do you guys need? And or gals. And so with that said, I fell into a niche. I do a lot of work in the Chicago area, what we call power only. In other words, big companies in the Chicago area, they don't need a driver and his trailer. They just need the driver and his tractor. As you might know, when you look at a truck, when people say truck, what they really mean is the tractor, the power unit, and then the trailer, the thing that they're hauling. And what I do is one of the businesses, and I kind of fell into it, but that's okay, is providing service in the Chicago area where big companies say, hey, Patrick, I need two drivers tonight. I just need the driver and their tractor. I need them to get into our facility and help with moving trailers around the facility. As you can imagine, a manufacturing operation, you know, think of a big place with, you know, an indoor 30 soccer field kind of thing, 50 dock doors. As they're producing product, they're loading the product on various trailers. Well, those trailers need to be moved out of the dock doors to other parts of the facility to get new trailers in place to load. And then those trailers are being moved. So there's a lot of that going on, trailer moves, that sort of stuff. So that's a big part of my business. I'd also say the other part of my business is more working with local kind of freight. And the idea there is, you know, working and getting to know the drivers very well in the Chicago area and providing a service where you can contact me and within an hour or two, I can get you a quality driver. And that's a nice service that people appreciate. And that's probably another niche that I provide. And that is, you know, you can contact me last minute, I can find you a solution. It's always better in the business of logistics to give somebody time, you know, hey, I need this picked up in 3 days. But the reality is it doesn't really work that way many times. And I try and be a last minute guy that's always reliable, can always be contacted, and has a group of carriers that he works with that are willing to, you know, do the job and do a good job.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool niche. I really haven't heard too much about that. So that's great to hear.
Well, it's service. I mean, you know, logistics at the end of the day, what are we talking about? Everybody's basically got the same kind of truck, and a 53-foot dry van trailer is a 53-foot dry van trailer. Now there's reefers, refrigerated trailers, and there's different kinds of equipment. Don't get me wrong. But at the end of the day, what are you selling? You're selling yourself and you're selling reliability. And the reliability is not just you responding to a customer and servicing your customer, but it's the driver that you're providing to get the job done. So.
Cool. All right. And kind of last, but clearly not least on anybody's radar, is what are your objectives or goals here, near term, long term?
Well, good. Hey, I think about it all the time. In fact, I won't put this on there, but I'm looking. My goals are it's six lines. I have it up in my office. I'm looking at it right now. My business goal is just right now. Last year was a decent year. My goal is to really double that income in the next 2 to 3 years, and then as we were saying previously, then it's just a matter of working backwards. You know, how are you going to do that? I brought on an assistant. Actually, I consider him a partner in my business, Nick Spencer. He does a big job. We make a great team. So I've got the infrastructure in place to be able to provide the service that you need to provide to get the business with the shippers. And so my goal is to double the business in the next 1 to 2 years. And it's just a matter of, you know, touching the marketplace and staying in contact with people and pointing out to them when there's an opportunity that you might be able to, you know, help them out, and we'll get it done.
I'm sure that you will. And I love the term, you know, working it backwards, that you use. And maybe you can just give me just a tad more on for others that might not understand what that means.
Well, what I mean by that is, you know, I used to be in the financial business, and I think most people can relate to this. A lot of folks get flummoxed by personal finance questions simply because they have too many choices. So it's easy to pare it down. Somebody says, well, you know, I have $10,000 to invest. Well, I mean, there's thousands of ideas to invest at, you know, thousands of mutual funds, different things. But if you ask simply a few questions, such as, what is the time frame? Do you need the money? Do you need the money maybe in the next 6 months if there's an emergency? Or is this money that you don't have to even think about for 30 years? And depending on their answer, say they say 30 years, well, immediately you can think, well, you can remove most investment options. Obviously, you don't want a CD or a savings account or things like that. Okay, so maybe a growth investment. And then, okay, so $10,000, and what's your risk profile? Are you the kind of person that looks at every day at the price of this? Or are you the kind of person that, you know, hey, wake me up in 30 years, I hope it works out okay. The point is you ask the right questions, two or three, and all these thousands and thousands of options narrow down to two or three choices. Makes it a lot easier. It's the same in your business. With me, okay, I know what my monthly income is. I know what the number is to double it. So I know exactly what I need to do. And then I have enough experience in the business to know that, hey, these certain type of clients, you know, maybe a 200 employee company that's in manufacturing with 3 plants in the Midwest, you have a pretty good feel that what their transportation is spend per year. And then you say, hey, the service I provide is something that this company could use. You pick that company as a prospect and you work backwards and say, if I could do a certain amount of business with this company, I think I'd be a good fit. Then you know that you can possibly, you know, generate X amount of revenue from that account. And it's as simple as that in logistics, is just work backwards. What's your time frame for the kind of business you want to build income-wise? And then what kind of companies do you need to be calling on to do that? And that's the hard part, is getting the companies and getting the shippers to do business with you. But, you know, anybody will tell you who's ever done sales, you know, sales is difficult. It just takes tenacity and it takes time. It, you know, people don't hand you freight to move for them, you know, in a week or two. It's a multi-month process. But if you've got the right contact list and the idea of who you're contacting and you're consistently contacting that list, you'll have a few accounts that eventually will do business with you. And then you'll meet your revenue projections. So that's how I do it.
Well, this is great. Thank you so very much for taking the time today to share more about yourself and about the business and what you like about it and like working with business-to-business logistics.
I do.
It's been a pleasure.
Well, Terry, thank you. It's been a pleasure as well. And it for anybody who's thinking about the logistics, it's a to borrow a teenager term, it's a ginormous industry. And there's always opportunity for folks who are considering getting into the industry. It just takes a lot of work, like anything that's worthwhile. It just takes a lot of effort, but it's a rewarding career.